Good morning and welcome to Nachyomi. This is the first segment, which means we're starting Sefer Yehoshua. Sefer Yehoshua consists of 24 prakim, 24 chapters, which means it's going to take us roughly a month to cover. And we're going to start with chapter 1, Perek Aleph, today. The first perek is a short perek. It consists of 18 psukim, and it is to be broken up into really three sections. And remember that this is immediately following the end of the Torah itself, which we finished on Simchas Torah just a few short days ago. So the first section is really Hashem's charge to Yehoshua. Yehoshua now is the leader. He's taking the place of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Hashem says to him very clearly, you need to, the primary words, the refrain is Chazak ve'emotz, become very strong and strengthen yourself to take this position to and the mantle to lead the nation of Israel into the land of Israel. And he tells him that nobody's going to stand in front of you. You'll go ahead. I'll be with you just as I was with Moshe Rabbeinu. Just make sure that you follow the Torah. Don't detract. Don't add anything. That you should study the Torah assiduously, and that's the way you will succeed. That's the first section, Hashem's charge to Yehoshua. The second section is Yehoshua's actual steps. So now Yehoshua takes his first steps as a leader, and he does two things. The first thing he does, he tells the people, okay, folks, we're going to be moving in 3 days' time. So he gives them a three-day window period so they can get their belongings together, they know where they're going, so they know to pack the provisions so that they know they're moving. Remember, they've been sitting on the banks of the east bank of the Jordan while Moshe Rabbeinu has been giving them their last speech. So this is an important, a critical moment to prepare them to move. And finally, Yehoshua has a last section in which he speaks to the Shevet of Reuven and Gad and Chatzi of Shevet Menashe. Now, we know from the time in the Torah that they had cut a deal with Moshe Rabbeinu that they would come and fight in the land and then return to the east bank where they're currently standing to get their possessions and the land that they were promised. So Yehoshua reminds them of that contract and says, look, you have to honor your words to Moshe Rabbeinu and come into the land to fight with us. And they say, don't worry, the third section of the perek is when they assure him that we are coming in. And in fact, they go so far as to say, you, Yehoshua, chazak ve'ematz, you should be strong and strengthen yourself. And if anybody, yamres picho, anybody who disagrees with you, don't worry, we'll take care of them. So this really is the perek. Hashem telling Yehoshua to get ready, Yehoshua taking the first two steps in leadership, and the response of the fraction of the people that he addresses all seems to be very positive, all seems to be very energetic. We're moving straight on into action. Few points to ponder on this perek, just three things to think about. When did this actually occur? So if you go to the end of the Torah, we'll notice that at the end of the Torah it says that Bnei Yisrael wept for Moshe 30 days. And we know there's different ways of arriving at this date. But Moshe Rabbeinu dies on the 7th of Adar. 30 days later is the 7th of Nisan, which makes a lot of sense because there's a three-day period in which they're going to move towards the Yarden, to the Jordan River, and we know that they finish crossing it on the 10th of Nisan, which is an important date. So we're really at the big critical time just before Pesach, essentially. At this point in time, we're going to see the dates are going to be a little more complex as we go a little later on. Two other points is that if you look at the name Moshe Rabbeinu's name appears no less than 11 times in this first perek. Considering a perek is only 18 psukim long, that's a very high percentage of Moshe Rabbeinu's name. In fact, he's given the appellation of Moshe Avdi, Moshe Eved Hashem, Moshe my servant, which is the highest commendment or praise that a person could get, that Hashem says this person was my servant. Whereas Yehoshua is kind of relegated to Meshares Moshe. He's the helper of Moshe Rabbeinu. So there's a very big divide which is given over here, which leads the Midrashim to say, you can imagine the scene as the sun is setting, the moon is rising. That's really what we're having over here. The power of Moshe Rabbeinu is setting, and Yehoshua is sort of put into very much a secondary seat when it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's why he needs all this strengthening from Hashem, from the tribes he speaks to, give him the strength. But it also sets into motion a very important idea, and that is, we've just finished the Torah. The Torah is absolute and complete. Although we are in Nach now, Nach is not on the same pedestal as Torah itself. And Hashem wants to remind Yehoshua, it's true, you're continuing, it's true, you're the leader, but be very, very careful. Make sure, don't go, al tos rimimenu yominu small. Don't go right or left from what Moshe Rabbeinu did. Remember, he is it. He gave Torah min ha-shamayim. From now onwards, we're applying it, we're not changing it. And that's why it is that there's a specific mitzvah to Yahushua himself and overflowing to the rest of us of our gisa boyom valala, that we should spend all our time studying and thinking about Torah. It means to say, Yahushua, you've just seen the Torah. The Torah is just closed. Make sure that that's the guiding principle. And with that, you will, in fact, tatzliach. You will succeed. This leads us into the beginning of Sefer Yahushua. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.